Arizona Sports. Breaking news.
It happened. So according to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, the Cardinals have fired offensive coordinator Mike McCoy.
That's strange. I say it's strange where I do look at Steve Keim and say, why didn't you just say it then?
Because, all I know is anyone that has listened to this show over the last decade, you know that I don't call for people's jobs. I can't stand it. I can't.
According to Albert Breer, quarterback's coach Byron Leftwich is the new coordinator.
Is that right?
Congratulations to Byron Leftwich. I think that this is a job that's earned. What I can't wait to see is, what's he a product of? He's a product of the Bruce Arians offense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you actually change it right now?
Oh, no. He's not going to run the Bruce Arians offense, okay? I don't believe he's going to. Now, he may have elements, of course, of the BA offense, but I saw an offense that was not ready, obviously. We all saw it last night, and they did not respond to their coordinator, and I think that probably was the most condemning thing.
It
wasn't a lack of creativity. It was a lack of productivity.
Max Starks just called in on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. Former teammate Byron Leftwich is the offensive coordinator of the Arizona Cardinals. Max, you know him better than any of us. Is he ready to be an OC in the NFL?
I believe Byron Leftwich is, guys. Byron is a guy that, you know, I spent a lot of years in Pittsburgh with him. I played against him in college when he was at Marshall. And Byron is just a great offensive mind. He understands the concepts. He understands the play of the talent that he has. And he's always maximized within whatever his constraints were. So I think that this is, you know, you hate to see a battlefield promotion in these type of circumstances.
Yeah.
But I think Byron's ready to accept this challenge. And he's had some great studying under a lot of coaches. And so I think he will take a lot of those different elements and apply it and apply it quickly to this team, because he knows what they can do good. He's put eyes on it, and he's going to figure out a way to maximize all of his players.
Yeah, two things about this. First of all, I think Byron is going to be a head coach in this league at some point in time. I think that's number one. And number two, I would say this. How much do you think he's going to use and incorporate a BA's offense going forward?
I think he'll have some elements. I think you'll see some of the route tree combinations. I think he will push the ball a little bit more vertically. Given the situation, I think you will have one or two where he's going to use the long play action. But I really think that he's going to get creative with the motions on how you get into the run schemes. It's not going to be as predictable. Mm. And, you know, because you look at last night. I mean, just take last night, for instance. You're calling timeouts because you can't get your wide receivers lined up.
Yes.
And you use up two timeouts in that first quarter.
Yes.
And then you take another delay of game in that first half because you and the receivers aren't on the same page. I think he will simplify the language for those receivers because they didn't have these same issues a year ago. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what's going to be a biggest change that you're going to notice off the bat. We're not going to see all the timeouts and all the hesitation moving forward.
This is Max Starks, teammate of Byron Leftwich with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Byron Leftwich is the breaking news today. He is your offensive coordinator of the Arizona Cardinals as Mike McCoy was let go. It was reported by NFL Network just about 5 minutes ago. And we had Steve Keim on the show this morning, and he wasn't ready to announce it publicly, but he said there are tough decisions that need to be made. And Max, to put it an easy, just kind of a softball, but explain why. I'm assuming you agree with the decision to fire Mike McCoy. Why? What happened? Why did this go so poorly?
I think last night was a straw that broke the camel's back. I mean, outside of the things that I just alluded to as far as the hesitation and the issues getting lined up when you come out, and you, those plays are scripted, by the way. When they were calling timeouts, those were scripted plays.
Yes.
And we talked about the do's and don'ts yesterday, guys. Don't throw the ball over 25 times. Commit to the run. We didn't see either one of those elements.
Yeah, absolutely.
Against a 32nd ranked defense, you come out and you pass, and that's why you get a tip pass that gets returned for a touchdown. The effort to cover after the interception was lacking, and it was the lack of just doing those simple things, lining up in 21 personnel. Heck, I saw Denver line up in 22 personnel at one point.
Oh yeah,
in the first quarter.
Oh yeah,
and said, "We're running. We have one wide receiver out here. We're daring you to stop us." And they got a 6-yard gain.
Yeah, absolutely, no doubt about
Great.
It.
So that is what leads me to this decision. Obviously, I wasn't on the bus yesterday with hey fire, and I was with you, Wolf. Give them an opportunity. But after seeing that, there's no denying it at this point. And I think that's what has to be. It was like, hey, they're going to come out, the mental errors, this, that, and the other. No, it was a complete lack of preparation on the coach's point as well as the player's point. And it falls back on the coach to not have these guys prepared to play.
There's
the fight. You remember, I told you this last night, Wolf. I said there was more fight when we beat Cleveland 56-0 back in 2005,
Then
I saw out there with the Cardinals.
Max, think about this right here. This, to me, was probably it was the most condemning thing on the face of the planet. These players all knew that Mike McCoy was on the hot seat coming into this game. Stop and think about that. And think about what we saw and how they responded, especially in that first quarter. Emmy after Emmy after Emmy, breakdown after breakdown. Listen, it's not about creativity. You and I have had this conversation. Yeah. It's not about creativity. It's a lack of productivity. That was the problem. Yeah. And for whatever reason, the Cardinals players were not responding to Mike McCoy.
No. And the funny thing is that, you know, we talked about internal and external motivators.
Yes.
And about the whole Von Miller coming out and calling you guys out. And I know you don't need cannon fodder. You don't need the bulletin board material. But the fact that he made that statement, and then I said the indicting thing was that he said, make sure you put that in the paper.
Yes.
And then doubled down on his statement. It doesn't matter what your motivation is. That guy has called you out. Hmm. He went across the border, drew a line in your sand, and said, I dare you to step over it, and guys blinked. And as pride, as a player, you I don't even care what my coaches says to me at that point, because I know I need to go out there, I need to enforce my will upon those guys, regardless.
Yeah.
And it's a short week at home. You don't have to fly. You had a tough game. But those guys do. I want to make this guy in front of me feel worse than I feel right now. I want to make him feel bad for me feeling bad. And I did not see that fight. I saw it in moments with certain players, but the entire team atmosphere was just deflated. And it was in the first quarter. You could hear a pin drop. And it looked like a sea of orange out there at that game last night.
And once again,
and that would further piss you off.
Yes.
Should have.
And once again, I want to go back and say this, but I saw an offense that wasn't ready to play and didn't respond to their coordinator. And ask yourself this, Max, do you want your quarterback, your future franchise quarterback, developing in that kind of paradigm? That again, was, to me, the metaphorical death knell.
Mm-hmm. Max, good to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for, on a short notice, thanks for calling in. Have a good broadcast this weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys. Y'all take care. Have a good weekend.
Too.